in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this beautiful summer day? If it's your house, your home, you're in the right place. Got a decor dilemma. You got a situation where you got something that's going wrong in your house. Maybe you got a leak or a squeak. Maybe the AC is on the fritz. Thinking about updating your windows maybe before the fall sets in and starts to get cold again. Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, we'd love to hear about it. Give us a call right now at 888-666-3974. You know, one of the beautiful things about summer is the warm weather, but the insects love that as well, especially the stinging insects like the wasps and the bees. I have got to be really careful around those guys because they seem to love to do things like make little nests behind the shutters and places that I'm doing some work around the house, or I'm up on a ladder, maybe cleaning the gutter, and all of a sudden the bees sort of fly out from maybe in the soffit. They're just really, really sneaky. So we're going to have some tips and tricks on how you can keep your eye out for those pests and what you can do if you find them in just a bit.
Plus, outdoor living has never been more popular, but outdoor maintenance is forever unpopular. No one likes to do that. We're going to have some tips on choosing outdoor products that can stand up so you can spend more of your time enjoying that outdoor space and not maintaining it.
And if you're a family that loves to play basketball, we're going to have tips on the easiest way to install a basketball net to foster those hoop dreams for your kids. But first, we want to know what you want to know. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Cindy's on the line from Nebraska with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
Yes, I have central air, but our upstairs does not cool very well, so we put in a window air. And I've tried to seal it with some of those foam strips and tape and things like that. But now I've got some issues like when it rains, for some reason we're getting water soaking through the tape and coming inside and dripping.
Huh.
What other thing can I use to seal that would be more waterproof, but still I'd be able to take it out?
Wow. So typically when you install a window air conditioner, you have the window, the upper part of the double hung window sits on top of the box, and then it has sort of like wings that slide out the side of the air conditioner to kind of seal out the space between the air conditioner and the opening of the window, correct?
Correct.
All right, and so you've sealed those areas with tape, is that what you said?
We use some strips of foam that you put around it to fill in the gaps. So we've got the wings all stretched out. And then we've sealed where we have spaces with the foam strip.
Here's what I would do. There's a product that is a temporary weather stripping that looks like caulk. It comes in a caulking tube. Now, typically you use this inside your house for really, really drafty windows, and you almost caulk them shut with this product. But you could use it in a scenario like this. I think for the summer it would probably last fine. When it dries, it kind of looks like a silicone caulk. It's clear. But the cool thing is that when you're ready to pull out that air conditioner, you can peel this temporary caulk off. Now, it's made by a number of manufacturers. I think DAP makes Seal and Peel is the brand name that they came up with, Seal, S-E-A-L, and Peel. And so take a look for that temporary weather stripping caulk. Search that online. You may have to order it at a hardware store or a home center. And that will be much more effective than the tape because you'll be able to get it into those tight places and it will really stick there and keep that water out. Okay?
That sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
There you go. Sometimes you got to come up with a creative solution to an unusual problem.
I figured there had to be something. I just didn't know what it was.
All right, Cindy. Glad to help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Todd in Mississippi on the line who's got a wood floor that was installed after Katrina, and it's starting to buckle. Welcome, Todd. How can we help you?
Hey, yes, that's exactly right. I had a hardwood floor installed in my home after Katrina. My home was flooded by Katrina, so it was completely gutted. And my home is on a concrete slab, and we actually had professionals come in and install the hardwood floors after Katrina. Probably about actually it's probably close to a year after Katrina had hit. And so, but anyway, we had moved into the house after the, well, after the flooring had been installed, probably in November of 06, we had moved in and started, you know, living in the house. And about a year into it, after moving back into the house, the floors just started buckling in several different places, and was unsure of why it was doing that.
So this is solid hardwood that was installed on top of a concrete slab?
It's engineered hardwood. It's over a concrete slab. And, of course, before they installed it over the slab, they had put down, they had used the Bostix Best, you know, adhesive. And put all of that down, and it's supposed to have the moisture barrier and what have you built into the adhesive. But after a year of probably, you know, living in the house, we noticed different areas that started buckling. Actually, some were worse than others, and it's just only gotten worse.
Do we know that this is swelling and not any movement of the floor that's causing this?
I think it's just swelling. I don't think there's any moving of the floor. I mean, in most areas it seems pretty intact and tight. And a friend of mine had, you know, said, well, maybe they didn't leave enough space in between the walls. And, you know, we checked that, and of course there's enough gap in between the walls, you know, for, you know, natural expansion and what have you with, you know, levels of humidity. But it's actually, you know, buckled in quite a few places. In some areas, I mean, you almost trip over it. It's buckled so bad.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that, because engineered hardwood is supposed to be dimensionally stable. It's not supposed to do what it's doing. Did you, by any chance, reach out to the manufacturer for any suggestions as to why this might be happening?
No, I have not. Actually, I have not done that. And I didn't know if I should reach out to them. Or also, I didn't know as far as on the Bostix Best, because it was supposed to have the built-in moisture barrier as well, and so I didn't really know who to reach out to. But
I would start with the floor manufacturer. But look, the answer I'm going to give you is the answer you don't want to hear, and that is it's not repairable. This is a situation where you're going to have to cut the floor out and start again.
Okay, well, that's not necessarily the news I wanted to hear, but I mean, I can start there, and I can, like I said, I can get with the manufacturer and check on that.
Todd, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top rated home service pros and book appointments online, all for free.
And just ahead, bees and wasps are most active in the summer, but they can be very dangerous if disturbed. Their stings are not only painful, they can also cause serious allergic reactions. For some, we're going to teach you how to avoid these pesky insects in today's Pro Project, presented by HomeAdvisor.com, after this.
You live in a body pit.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi-connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. Money Pit.
Money Pit. The Money
Fit is presented by Supercore, sold exclusively by WeShipFloors.com. Supercore is waterproof, click-lock, rigid-core flooring, impact-resistant flooring with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Order your free samples today at WeShipFloors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
All right, now we've got Gail on the line with a question about her oven. What's going on?
Yes, I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old. But it's a self-cleaning oven, and right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
That's a tough space to clean, and I agree. I don't think you can. I think what you have to do is take it apart, and that can be done. The door has to be disassembled, and so it depends on how comfortable you feel about taking that project on. It's not sealed glass in the sense of like a double-pane window. It's really two pieces of glass, and sometimes because of heat and humidity and steam, it gets in there and it discolors. But you have to disassemble that door if you really want to get it clean. So it's obviously not the same, not the kind of thing you want to do every time you clean your oven.
No, and I noticed that it looks like there's like Phillips head screws at the bottom part of the door, but the top part, it doesn't look. It's not a regular screw. It's something that, you know, it doesn't fit a screwdriver. So I don't know if that bottom part, you know, and I'm afraid that once I get that undone, I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Yeah, get it back together again. You know, I hear you. You know, I know that there are some great videos online of people doing this. I've seen them. And so you could take a look at YouTube. But the process is going to be to disassemble that door. Now, it's going to come apart one way or the other. The types of fasteners you're describing, you know, maybe the type of fastener that needs a specialized, not a screwdriver, but like a nut driver or something of that nature, or like an Allen wrench or something like that. But it will eventually come apart. You're just going to have to figure out how to do that. But if you're not comfortable with that process, if you're not really mechanical and are afraid to get into that because you might not be able to fix it, then I think you should just kind of learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or have you heard?
Some may be better than others, but, you know, if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter if it's happened to anybody else, because you don't want to have to replace that oven. You really just want to make sure you can get it clean. So that's what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Don in Virginia on the line who's got a painting question. How can we help you today?
I got a house that's about, probably 30, 40 years old, and I got Masonite siding on it. And it's flaking at the bottom, and there's a couple chips, and even woodpecker drilled a couple holes in it. I was just wondering how you'd smooth it out and then repaint it.
So that type of siding is what we call composite siding, and it does require frequent painting, more so than other types of siding. It's slightly less durable than other types of siding. And the problem is that it delaminates, too. So if you say it's flaking, you mean that the layers are actually coming apart?
No, just the paint, just peeling off a little bit.
Oh, just the paint. Okay. So what you're going to need to do is get as much of that loose stuff off as possible, and then you're going to apply a primer coat and make sure it's a good quality oil-based primer from a major manufacturer. And the reason you'll do that is because that's going to give you the best adhesion. The primer will really, really stick well to the surface after the loose paint is left. And then after it dries well, then you could put your top coat over that. But by using an oil-based primer, you'll find that you have better adhesion of the subsequent layers of paint. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. What kind of paint would I use? Would oil-based paint? Or?
Yeah, I would use an oil solvent-based primer, like a Benjamin Moore would be a very good brand, or a Sherwin-Williams.
Okay.
And then I would use their matching exterior paint.
Okay, when the exterior is what I'm painting.
Right. No, I understand that. But you're going to use the exterior primer and then the exterior paint, but just use the oil-based primer, because you have the option to use like an alkyd-based primer, which is like a latex base. I think that in your situation, that's not going to stick as well, so I want you to use the primer that gives you the maximum adhesion, and that's going to be an oil-based primer.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay, I like listening to you all. Thank you.
Well, summer is the season when stinging insects like bees, hornets, and wasps really like to take the fun out of all your summer enjoyment. So if you need to evict those insects from your home, it's really best to have a pro on the job. We're going to have tips to do just that in today's Pro Project by HomeAdvisor.com. Now, first of all, you've got to know a little bit of bee biology, and that's going to help you understand what the problem is that's happening at your house. Now, bees and wasps, they make their nests in trees or underground, but they're also liking to nest in walls, attics, chimneys, even structural voids inside of your home. Now, if you've ever had the unfortunate experience of coming across one of their nests, you know that they aggressively defend their homes and then even send out chemical alerts to their friends when they're threatened so that their friends come and help them, and that it's more bees.
Yeah, now that's why in the summer it's especially important to be wary of the areas that bees and wasps nest. For example, I have found them in my house. I mentioned my shutters, but I've also found them under playground toys like slides or, you know, tucked in behind where firewood is like stacked up along the exterior of the wall. You got to be really careful to watch the areas carefully that you're going to work in to see if there's any swarming going on. We were trimming some bushes last summer, and I picked my head up after kind of bending down and focusing on the bush, and I was like literally 6 inches away from this big round wasp's nest that was in the middle of the bushes. So you got to be aware. And if you discover a nest like that in your property, it's best to contact a pest management pro, because where there's one, there's many, and pros are going to schedule that removal for dawn or dusk when the insects are in the nest. Plus, they'll be able to offer you the most effective pesticides to control the infestation, which can be even more effective and even safer than buying an over-the-counter product.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. With HomeAdvisor, you can get matched with top-rated home service pros in your area, compare prices, read verified reviews, and book appointments online, all for free.
No matter the type of job, HomeAdvisor makes it fast and easy to hire the best local pros.
Patty in Arizona's got something going on with the water. What's up, Patty?
Well, the water in Arizona is very, very hard. And I heard that you were having a drawing on something, receiving a water system that would soften or help that. And I thought, well, maybe I should just call and see, even if I don't win, what I should be doing.
So tell me about your hard water. What are you seeing in your house? How is this affecting you?
Oh, well, everything, you know, is spotted. The toilets get a ring around the top very quickly. It's hard to wipe things off. The dishwasher doesn't, you know, rinse completely, it seems like.
It really affects a lot of things in the house. Well, I mean, there are a couple of different water purification systems out there that are designed specifically for hard water. You know, there are types that use salt to soften the water, and there are other types that are salt-free. And Home Depot is a good source for pretty much any water quality solution. But what I would encourage you to do first is to have a water test done. And you can have this done professionally. There are free tests that are available at places like Home Depot. But have a water test done so you know exactly what you're treating for. And then you could make the best decision on the system that's going to work for you. But it's not hard. You know, these systems are pretty straightforward to install. Usually they're installed at the main. And they're going to treat that water 24/7, and it's going to be a lot easier for you to clean with that water and wash with that water, and you won't have the spots, and your clothes will come out softer, and it just kind of affects you all the way down the line. So that's what I would do. I'd start with a water test and then choose the system that's best for you based on that result. Patty, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
John in Pennsylvania is on the line and has a question about dehumidification. How can we help you?
Yes, I recently had my house waterproofed, and they suggest that I run a dehumidifier all the time, actually two of them. I was wondering if there's any cheaper way to keep the moisture out.
Well, these waterproofers, they tell you to improve your grading around your property and make sure your gutters were clean, your downspouts were extended away from the wall. They give you any of that kind of advice, John?
Yes, they did. And we took care of that.
Okay. Well, those are all important things, and that's going to go a long way towards cutting down the volume of moisture. Now, in terms of these dehumidifiers, you may be thinking of the kind that, like, sits on the floor and has, like, a pan in it that you have to empty all the time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
John, you know, there are a lot of other options in dehumidifiers aside from the kind that sit in your basement on four wheels and have a, you know, quart-sized pan you have to dump out all the time. In my house, I have a Santa Fe dehumidifier. This is more of a professional product. And not when I say that, I don't mean for commercial buildings. I mean, it's for a house, but it's designed to be a lot more efficient and effective. If you take a look at just Google Santa Fe dehumidifiers, mine is one that takes out 90 pints of water a day, and it kind of hangs from the ceiling in the basement, so it's kind of up and out of the way, and it has a nice pull-through of air, and so it's going to really constantly draw the water out of that, and then it's hooked up to a condensate pump, so that once the pan inside of it is filled up, it just pumps the water right outside, and I ran that right out, actually, in my case, to a splash block, so I think you may be unaware of the better quality dehumidifiers that are out there. You could look at the ones from Santa Fe and kind of start right there.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. Well, outdoor living has never been more popular, but that outdoor maintenance is forever and always unpopular. Nobody likes to do those chores. We're going to have some tips on choosing outdoor products that stand up so that you can spend more time enjoying that outdoor space and not maintaining it after this. Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Whether it's minor repairs or major remodels, leave it to HomeAdvisor to do the work. Check out HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, outdoor living has never been more popular, but if you're going to create a structure like a deck to enjoy that space, you want to make sure to choose products that are sturdy, cost-effective, and need less maintenance while delivering outstanding beauty.
While Decorators offers an extensive line of decking and railing that can be combined to create endless outdoor possibilities. With us to talk about that is Chris Kampferman, the Managing Director.
Welcome, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Hey, let's start by talking about the trends that you guys are seeing. I like to always take sort of the pulse of the experts in the field because you guys spot trends way before we see them because you're planning your business around it. But what's happening with outdoor living right now that might be different and surprising to what folks are thinking?
It's a good question because it's something that I think decorators and other manufacturers have done a better job over the last 4 or 5 years of tracking because, you know, for a while there, it was just kind of a pressure-treated deck off the back of the house. And, you know, as these alternative materials and different, you know, styles of rails and lighting and all that stuff started to move outside, it's just become a lot more dynamic of an industry as far as, you know, the outdoor living space and taking cues either from the interior of the home or taking cues from, say, some sort of commercial space. You know, I think of like you know, outdoor beer gardens and so on that people try to emulate on the back of their home. So we've been able to kind of speed up that transition of you know, something that is popular on the inside of the house and start translate it to the outside. So and you're right, more and more homeowners are just taking cues, you know, from the interior of their homes to design and create those outdoor living spaces. And you know, a well done deck and outdoor space is typically one of the top projects that prospective home buyers are now looking for in their new home. It's you know, it adds clear value to the property, and it's you know, it's both short term and long term. Short term, you're going to enjoy that outdoor space more with friends and family, and long term, it adds value to the home if it's designed well and cared for properly. And so, you know, a couple of specific trends that we're seeing, though, those interior cues, and what I'm talking about there is maybe some of the colors that are being used on the interior of the home are working their way out quicker to the exterior of the home. And something that we're seeing this year is like rich cappuccino colors and deep chili pepper reds are popular on the interior of the home, and those translate very well to the outdoor space. And Decorators happens to be launching a couple of products where we hit on a couple of those colors that translate well to that deck.
Every time I get a call from somebody who wants advice on how to restain a deck, and somebody asked me last week, do I have to stain my deck every year? Well, no, but why are you even still with pressure treated? You know, composite has come so far so quickly. And, you know, this color scheme that you guys are talking about is just more evidence of the reason that you should be thinking about using it today. I mean, even if you have an old deck, if the structure is in good shape, you can do what I call a deck over, basically taking off the decking boards and the railing and replacing just those components with composite and get that beauty and durability, right?
Absolutely. Wood still has its place, and some of that is on the underside of the deck, on that understructure. It performs very well there, but you're right. Can a refresh on the decking and the railing can do so much for that outdoor space. And, you know, we always encourage people to choose something that's going to be a little more timeless, something that blends well with the house. Those trends aren't as volatile as they are in the interior of the home. So if you pick something that blends well with the exterior of the home, with the landscape, and then you change up your furniture and your pillows and your umbrellas and so on, and that allows you to keep it up to date and looking fresh.
Well, I think so many people get overwhelmed because there are so many options and so many styles and so many different materials and so many different looks that are achievable for those outdoor spaces. Where is a good place to sort of start and gather all your resources so that you can get organized and plan?
You know, as we look towards the consumers and the homeowners and what their problems are and what challenges they have, is, you know, someone's going to do a decking project maybe once or twice in their life. And so it's not something they're immersed in every day. So decorators on our website, we've actually created a new section for 2019 that's called Start Your Project. And it's just exactly what you're talking about there. It's a place to go to start, to get going. From there, you can order a catalog from us. You can actually go to our deck visualizer design program if you want to start looking at some of the options we have available. That program actually helps you curate the products. So if you do choose a certain rail, it tells you what balusters and post caps work with that rail. So it can be a good tool there. You also can schedule a consultation with decorators or one of our certified pros. There's an area on there for finding a contractor to work with or locating a dealer where you can actually go out, pick up some samples, look at some decking displays. So it's a really good resource for consumers that are just getting started and really don't know where to begin, because I'm sure if you asked you know, five different people that you know, ask them how do you go about doing a deck project, they'd probably tell you a different story every time.
We're talking to Chris Kamferman. He's the managing director with Decorators. Chris, I have to let you know, I first had a real detailed look at your product at a trade show late last year, and I was pretty impressed by some of the things that you guys are doing that are unique. No other composite manufacturers are doing. For example, with your Voyage line, you are actually adding some sort of treatment to the decking boards that give them better traction than other types of composite. And that's a concern, especially for, you know, folks that have kids that love to run on wet surfaces, or even folks that have elderly parents. You don't want anybody to slip and fall on a deck. And what you guys have come up with this traction surface is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, Voyage hits on two things for us. One is it looks great. I mean, like I said, the colors are on trend. The streaking looks good. Most people, when they visually see it, they like it. But one of the questions that we constantly hear at trade shows and home shows is composite decking slippery? And, you know, rather than just trying to, you know, skirt around the answer, because, you know, anything in a horizontal application in the right conditions can become slippery. But we actually added a surface traction to it that is an independent test, 34% more slip resistant than some of the next leading competitors. So it's actually like traction you can feel if you step on it. And that's the thing about some of these products, is they're still very tactile. They're still very visual. And I encourage homeowners are looking at purchasing a deck to find a decorator's dealer out there where they can actually touch, see, feel the product, and know what they're investing in.
And it's not just the traction issue. I mean, the other thing is it's lighter to handle, so it makes it easier to install. And it's actually stiffer than a lot of the composites are very, very floppy in a sense. And, you know, look, with the quality of the pressure-treated lumber that we're using for the floor joists, you know, sometimes you don't get a perfectly flat surface. And that telegraphs when you put a floorboard on it that is very, very flexible. Your boards are much stiffer and they're lighter, and so they lay in nice and give you a much better appearance. But what I like most of all is the warranty. You guys have a 25-year removal and replacement warranty. I have to say that's unheard of, because typically any of those warranties that go out that long are materials only, which of course is a small part of the job, but you're covering labor and materials if the product were to fail. And you can't do that unless it's a really good product or it puts you guys out of business.
We really stand behind our product and appreciate you bringing that up, because it is really one of the hallmarks of what we've introduced with our decking product is, you know, if that project fails due to us, something that we've done from a manufacturing process, we pay for the entire project to be replaced. In most manufacturers, if something fails, they'll give you new boards. But guess what? Someone needs to actually take out the old, discard it, and then replace the new. And that is a very expensive warranty claim all around. So really, we just want to give everyone throughout the channels, our dealers, our contractors, the homeowners, that peace of mind that Decorators is going to be standing behind this product and their decking project. Because ultimately, you know, this is an extra room on their home, and we want them to be able to use it, enjoy it, be proud of it, and tell their neighbors about it as they're entertaining with family and friends.
The product is called Decorators, spelled Decorators. That's also their website. You can go there, click on Start Your Project. You can request information. Use their deck visualizer. What a great way to imagine how your deck is going to appear on your own house. You can find a contractor. You can schedule a consultation. Whatever you need, it's on that website. And Leslie and I love the picture on the homepage, Chris, with the pop-out window. That talk about bringing the outside in on the kitchen. Where do they find that window? It's like an awning window that flips straight out, so you can have like a bar stool against the kitchen wall.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, the decks are really becoming the focal point, and it's good to be in the decking industry right now.
Chris Kamferman, Managing Director for Decorators. Their website is decorators.com. Thanks again, Chris.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Money Pit presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Never worry about overpaying for a job. Use the Home Advisor True Cost Guide to see what others paid for similar projects, all for free at HomeAdvisor.com.
And up next, are you a family that loves to play basketball? Well, if only you had a backyard net to do that with. We're going to have some tips on the easiest way to install a basketball net in your yard to foster those hoop dreams for your kids after this.
You live in a body pit.
Money Pit is brought to you by Sense. The Sense Smart Home Energy Monitor works like a fitness tracker, telling you what's on in your home and how much it costs, so you can save electricity and money. Learn more at Sense.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now. We'd love to hear what you're working on in your Money Pit. The number is 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's top-rated pros for free at HomeAdvisor.com.
Well, if you're a family that loves to play basketball, installing a basketball net in your very own yard can help foster hoop dreams for your kids. But the hardest part of this project is setting the pole. We've got a great way to do this using QuickCrete's fast-setting concrete.
Now, the first step is to dig a hole, right? So you're going to use a post hole digger to do that. And you want the hole to be about 3 times the width of the post. And you want it to be as deep as about a third of the post height above the ground. Now, once you've got that hole dug, all you need to do is add about 6 inches of gravel to the bottom of the hole, then tamp that down. And for me, I like to tamp them down with a butt end of a 2x4. It just is, instead of buying a tamping iron, it just kind of fits in the hole and does a good job packing it down.
Yeah, and you know what? The 2x4s also come in handy once you set that post into the hole, because you can attach 2x4 braces to the adjacent sides of the pole to help keep it in position. Now, since you can't nail braces to a metal pole, you can use a large adjustable clamp to hold these braces in place. You want to make sure that you use a level to position that pole perfectly vertical.
Next, just fill the hole with QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete right out of the red bag. You don't have to mix it first. Just fill it up to 3 or 4 inches below ground level. Then all you do is pour about a gallon of water per 50-pound bag into the hole and let that water saturate the concrete mix. The mix is going to set solid in 20 to 40 minutes, meaning you can start the game in no time at all. It's so much easier than mixing it first and trying to put the wet concrete in the hole. Just pour it in there dry, then add water, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, you know, QuickCrete has made projects like this a lot easier with their fast-setting concrete in the red bag. You can find it at home improvement retailers nationwide. You know, it's even great for small slabs. And Tom, I saw this online. You actually used this not too long ago for a hammock project, right? And let me tell you, I've seen the end results, and I'm super jealous.
Well, you know what happened? We had a beautiful maple tree that died in our yard. And aside from not having a beautiful tree, it was one half of my hammock tree, right? It was supporting the one end of the hammock. So we had to move the hammock and I wanted to set it in a place where we didn't have trees. So what I did is I took 6x6 posts, like landscape timbers kind of posts. I dug a hole. I got 8 footers. I put them in the ground about roughly about 4 feet, 3.5 to 4 feet. And I did it just that same way as we were talking about with the basketball pole. Dug the hole, dropped the post in, filled the outside with the quickcrete, faceted concrete in the red bag. Then I watered the holes with a hose, basically. And now it's perfect. It's rock solid. The kids are jumping all over it. They're not going to hurt it at all. And it's going to be there probably a lot longer than that tree lasted.
It's true.
Quickcrete is available at all Home Depot stores for about $5 per bag. Look for it in the red bag or learn more at quickcrete.com.
Coming up, your doorbell tells you when someone's out front, but what if it could say so much more? We're going to teach you how to customize your doorbell's ring so it says or plays whatever you want it to after this.
You live in a body pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top-rated home service pros and book appointments online, all for free.
That's right. While you're online, post your question, just like Diane did over at MoneyPit.com. And she writes, I'm building a new house in Phoenix. My framing inspection is coming up this week. I'd love suggestions from the Money Pit gurus about what to look for. I do have a home inspector joining me, but I'd like to be knowledgeable myself. Thanks for your help, and I love your show.
Hey, well, first off, Diane, congrats on the new home. That's really exciting. It's very smart of you to hire a home inspector to do the framing and any other inspections that follow. So my first tip would be to make sure that that individual is a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors, as they are the best in the business. The other thing to think about is this, is your builder providing a warranty? Now, most builders do, but I got to caution you that they are not all that great when it comes to the workmanship standard the warranty will hold the builder to. So don't count on it too much. It's best for you to push to have any issues addressed before closing. That is when the builder will be the most motivated to get things right. Sometimes builders will say, oh, well, our service department will take care of that after closing. No, you're going to do it right now before you get my check. And this way, if anything comes up after that, it'll be minimized at best. And speaking of things that come up after that, if they do, make sure you're keeping a journal with everything that's happening, all the communication, and make sure it's in writing between you and the warranty company. Don't just call the builder, write them, and this way it'll be properly documented.
Yeah, all good to know. And remember, once those walls are up and you're looking for some tips for decor, you know where to find us.
Well, whether you dread the sound of it or can't wait to hear it ring, your doorbell is an important part of your home, and now there are more ways than ever to make it fun as well as functional. Leslie's got some creative new options for your doorbell's look, sound, and design in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, your doorbell is one of the first things that greet your guests when they visit, so make it something that they're going to remember. You know, you can swap out that status quo cover for a sophisticated engraved or even a hammered metal finish, or perhaps even a custom plate featuring your initial, the house number. Maybe you've got a family crest. Everybody's got one. You actually just have to look it up online. I don't know that they're accurate, but it's kind of fun to check them out. So if you want to get a visit started off right, greet your guests with something that'll give them a chuckle before they even step inside. You know, online you can find all kinds of ideas for witty DIY doorbell covers, including one that's made of the enter key from a computer keyboard and another for Halloween where there's a squishy plastic eyeball that's placed over the doorbell button for, you know, an eye-popping spooky Halloween way to greet those trick-or-treaters. And since you're the one that's on the inside and you've got to hear that doorbell each time it rings, you might want to also consider bringing that customization indoors. Now, wireless doorbells rely on radio waves, and some models come with a variety of customizable sounds and chimes instead of that traditional ding-dong. But there are even some models out there that let you use songs, voice recordings to announce someone's arrival, you know, similar to a customized ringtone on your phone. Or you can simply add safety for you and your guests with a doorbell camera, like those from Ring or Nest. Now, these let you see and talk to anyone coming up to your front door from anywhere in the world via your smartphone. So no matter where you are, you can see exactly what's going on at your house. You know, I actually use my Ring doorbell in the morning when the kids are getting ready to get on the bus. They're home with the babysitter, but I'm in the studio already in the morning and I see them waiting for the bus and I'm like, hey dudes, you look so cute. You know, it's like one quick little way that I can check on them.
Yeah, that's great. Well, here's one thing you don't want to see in the summer, and that's weeds in your yard. They may feel like the enemy, but they actually will hold clues to help you take back that yard and garden. We're going to have tips on how you can read those weeds for gardening success on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.